In a couple of years, people stepping off the ferry on Staten Island will be able to walk to two new attractions, Empire Outlets and the New York Wheel. The former will be the first outlet mall in New York City with 125 shops and a 200-room hotel. The latter, a 60-story Ferris wheel, the largest in the world. Both break ground this year and are expected to bring millions more tourists to the borough when they open in 2016. WNYC's Dan Tucker reports that the island's lesser-known attractions are already brainstorming ways to get all those new visitors to stick around for a while.
A short walk from the ferry terminal on Staten Island, you'll find the St. George Theater. Built in 1929, it's one of the borough's many hidden cultural gems.
If we were a legitimate Broadway theater, we would be the fourth largest house.
That's Wayne Miller, the theater's executive director. There's a gilded proscenium arch above the stage, and the walls and ceiling are covered in elaborate plasterwork that looks like carved mahogany.
It does look like wood, but it's not. It's plastic. It's amazing.
Miller tells me the St. George featured vaudeville acts and films for decades, but fell on hard times in the 1960s when the Verrazano Bridge diverted people and money to other parts of the borough.
The South Shore of Staten Island saw steady development for many, many, many years. The North Shore was kind of ignored.
In the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the St. George became a dance club, then a roller rink, an antiques warehouse, and then a flea market. All of those businesses failed.
The theater went dark and was really empty from about 1997 to 2004 and padlocked.
Saved by a donation, the St. George now features comedians and bands, but rarely sells out and needs a lot of upgrades. Miller says the new Ferris wheel and outlet mall could help him solve those problems. So, more than 2 years before the attractions open to the public, before construction has even started, he's already getting ready.
This summer, as a pilot program, we're beginning a new work reading series. And one of the things that we've talked about is lunchtime theater using that material.
Others are adapting too. The Staten Island Museum is expanding its exhibit about the ferry. The Staten Island Yankees plan to offer more concerts and private events. And there's talk of issuing a shared pass good at multiple venues. Back down by the ferry terminal, next to the bus depot, you get a feel for the barriers to tourism on Staten Island. The sounds aren't too pleasant, but Linda Barron, head of the borough's Chamber of Commerce, says it's the optics that have been turning people away for decades.
Right now, it's a mishmash of parking. It's really not very aesthetically appealing at all. It's concrete, it's cars, it's really, you know, not much going on.
Getting around the island is another problem. 2 million tourists ride the Staten Island Ferry every year, but few make it to places like the Snug Harbor Cultural Center. It's an 83-acre museum campus about a mile and a half from the ferry terminal. Technically, you can walk there. I did. But you're better off taking a bus or driving, because the farther you get from the ferry, the more industrial the landscape becomes.
No longer really have access to the waterfront because there's a fence with barbed wire on the top. There's some busted, burned-out cars. It's not looking too good over here.
You pass auto body shops, warehouses, even a salt plant. But when you get to Snug Harbor, it's magical, almost like stepping into an Edward Gorey sketch. Five Greek Revival buildings loom like stately mansions. For much of the 19th and 20th centuries, they were dorms for retired sailors. Now, they're museums. Just a few of the 45 points of interest on the Snug Harbor campus.
Everything from the Newhouse Center for the Arts to the Staten Island Museum to the Noble Maritime Collection.
Lynn Kelly, CEO of the center, sees the coming economic development as the first step in a renaissance for Staten Island's waterfront. She says it's something people here have been striving for a very long time.
We're fighters, and we're scrappy, and we're excited, and we kept on putting a good foot forward about what we do have to offer. And I think now the world has caught on, and certainly developers have caught on.
Right now, 250,000 people visit her museum campus every year, but the wheel alone is expected to draw millions. Kelly says it's a huge opportunity.
If I can get even just 10% of the annual visitation, you know, that's going to double what I get today.
Many of the other museums and attractions are hoping for the same. As one person told me, Staten Island has long been an unpolished jewel, but now the shine is on. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.